T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. Today is election day, primary elections in Georgia. Are you standing in line? Let's go to Eli, Southwest Atlanta. Eli, good day. Welcome.
Good day, Rashad. Richie, how are you?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
Doing very well. Tell my friend Tick Duran at Rolling Out I said hello. I am at the South.
I'll do that.
I'm at the Sandtown Recreation Center for voting. They have not even, they're having problems with the machine on the inside. Nobody has voted. They started putting signs out about 10 minutes after 7. I'm in a line with about 500 people. The line is extended all the way out into Camelton Road, and no one has voted at all. Now, I don't know if this lady can talk to me or not, but maybe she can explain to you a little bit better what's happening. I'm on with them. You can't?
I can't talk on the phone.
Okay. All right. Well, she's explaining to us that they can't vote right now because machines are down. They're on the phone with the state. And it's, you know, I heard the commercials about.
Is the media, let me ask you, brother, is the media there right now? Anybody from the media?
They've told all of us to call the media. Some people have already called Channel 5, Channel 2, whatever you can do to get the media out here.
I can do that. I can send somebody out there right now. What location are you at?
This is the set. Okay, what is the address over here?
53 Camelton Road.
Sandtown Park, Camelton Road. 5320 Sandtown Road.
No, it's Camelton Road, right? 5320 Camelton Road.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Rashad.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
And the line is extensive. I mean, I got here about 10 minutes, about 15 minutes to. Well, I got here really about 6:30. The line was short then. As the people continue to come, the line has extended all the way out to the parking, to the street, man. It's like there's about 500, maybe 600 people in line, and no one has voted at all. They say the machines are not calculating, they're not registering the votes. It's just, it's crazy, man. It's sad. And if this is going to be a problem across the state of Georgia, we then again have another problem. We have a pandemic voting problem right now because no one has voted.
Stay tight. Don't go anywhere. I'm sending somebody now.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. Stay the course. 404-892-2703. That gets you into conversation. 404-892-2703. Let's go to Troya. Troya is in Decatur. Troya, good day. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk to us about what's happening in Decatur.
What's happening in Decatur? I am in line. I've been in line for about 30 minutes. I'm in line at the Rainbow Elementary School polling location, and the machines are down. No one has been able to vote yet. We have about, I think they said about 50 or 60 people on the inside of the building, and it's about almost the same amount of people on the outside of the building, a lot in front of me, a lot behind me, and nobody can vote. But we see people who are starting to trickle out because, you know, again, folks have been waiting in line for over an hour because we are social distancing in line, but it's just really irritating because they had a long time to get this together. And but I mean, people of course just really feel like it's more of them just trying to figure out ways to disenfranchise us as black folks, because this is a black polling place in the blackest county in Georgia. So it's just really
Troy, let me ask you this. Has one of the officials come out and confirmed to you that the voting machines are down?
No, but we just I was holding the phone up so you could hear. We have another young lady who just left, and she was explaining, too, that the machines are down.
Okay, and how many people would you say are standing outside now?
About 60.
All right, and these machines have been down, obviously, since 7 a.m. Like, they probably never worked.
Right, right. Nobody's been able to vote yet.
Okay, and what precinct is this?
This is the Rainbow Drive precinct at Rainbow Elementary School.
Okay, all right. I'm sending somebody out there now. I'm sending a news crew out there now.
Okay.
Make sure you stay in line, Troy, because I may call you for an update, okay?
Okay, I'll stay in line. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All of that preparation, and we're already getting multiple complaints. I got another one in Cobb County. Machine's not working. Fulton County. Machine's not working. DeKalb County, machine's not working. Now, if there was a time you get mad at your local government, this is the time to get upset. This is the time to get upset. The core of this nation is built on the concept of democracy. And if we're really a democratic nation, why would we spend more money on law enforcement than we spend on protecting democracy? This is just a money issue. Anytime there's a technology issue, anytime, 100% of the time, anytime there's a technology issue, you know what that issue really is? It's a money issue. That's it. It's just a money issue. They didn't invest enough. They didn't get the latest technology to save money. They did not invest in the expertise and the training necessary. It's always a money issue. So right now, the reason why democracy is failing locally right here in the state of Georgia is because of money. And not because we don't have the money, but because we lack the political will to allocate the appropriate amount of money to make sure this was secure and protected. We got a lot to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm still getting calls from people all over the metro of machines not working. We are on top of it. The state is looking into it. At one location, 500 to 600 people are outside because the voting machines have not worked at all today. Decatur, at Rainbow, the line is increasing. Voting machines are down. We have more. I have my dear friend Marcus Coleman, CEO, founder, Saving Ourselves. Marcus, how are you, man?
Hey, good morning, Brother Richard.
Good morning, sir. Tell us what's going on out there.
Man, I tell you, just listening to your intro, man, 500 to 600 folks, I mean, that's 830, yep. As you can imagine, man. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But my wife and I, we just left a polling location in the city of South Fulton, actually F.L. Lewis Elementary. There were 8 machines that were working, but the new scanning process, the scanners, were down. And so they were giving you an option, and it was a line outside the door as well, not 500 folks, but they were giving you the option to wait, they said, about 5 minutes, and a technician would be there if you wanted to go through the scanning process or do this emergency drop process, which is basically just drop it where the scanner would have scanned it. So all these little tweaks and hurdles and roadblocks, man, of course, as you know, man, ain't no telling what the result and the outcome will be from it.
You know, this is not only disheartening, it makes me upset because you're paying your tax dollars. Wherever you're voting, your tax dollar goes directly to make sure that democracy can be secured. That's how this works. So literally, because of a funding priority breakdown, this is not about a funding breakdown because they got the money. This is a funding priority breakdown. Anytime there's a technology issue with government, that technology issue is just a money issue. They did not invest into the most up-to-date technology. They did not invest in the training. They did not invest in the upstart. Whatever it is, it's a money issue. What were people saying at the precinct?
You know, man, of course, a lot of confusion. You know, number one, this is, you know, a lot of people for the first time, this is their first time using this new machine. Whenever something happens, Brother Richie, as it relates to the polls and the polling locations, that we just got so much skepticism because of our history. So I would just say people were kind of confused at that point. I actually did go through the emergency drop and my wife emergency drop process. So we didn't scan our ballot, but, you know, as what was told, you know, as soon as you submit it, you know, your vote does count. But again, man, I got a call from a very close friend, a sister that's been on your show before, Maya Sly. She was voting out in Cobb County, and I believe there was some inoperable machines out there. She was talking about the amount of time that they had to wait because of the less number of machines that were available. And again, man, we're not even 2 hours into the day. So, man, these are just the early problems that are arising.
Amazing. Marcus, I appreciate you staying dedicated, making sure you participated in the tradition of democracy. We're going to continue to follow up. And if anyone has an issue, make sure you call the show. We are in touch with election protection and local media. Thank you, Marcus.
Last thing I'll say, Brother Richard, man, you know, me and you have been on the battlefield, man, whether we're in the streets or whether we're in somebody's offices or in the suite.
Yes.
Listen, you know, I'm not one to say that voting is the end-all, tell-all, but turning your pain into policy, turning progress into policy, I mean, it's all in the same chain. So I encourage everybody to get out there, cast your ballot. And if you want to leave something blank, I encourage you to do that, too. But there are too many important things on there for you not to go cast your ballot, because some of this stuff, we're repeating the same cycle because we're not putting the correct folks in office. Appreciate you, Brother Richard.
Very well said. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, Marcus. I explained to some young folks not too long ago. I said, let me explain to you how this works. Democracy is pretty simple, okay? The way we feel, the way you feel about what you see, that feeling that you have, and the way you think about it, I'm talking about police brutality, inequity, housing, education, whatever it is, right? Whatever you feel about it, I want you to think about why you feel the way you feel. And usually you feel the way you feel because of your experiences, exposures, and environments. And you feel a certain way about certain things because of your experiences, exposures, and environments. So this is how politics work. This is how it works. Your job is to now vote for somebody who feels like you. Okay. You vote for someone who feels like you about these same things. That's how you vote your agenda. And if for some reason there's no one running who feels like you, there's no one participating in the electoral process of elected politics that feels like you, well, guess what, damn it, you need to run for office. You're the only one who feels like you, at least the only one willing to run for office. That's it. This is about voting for people who think like you. Once you start voting for people who think like you, there's less of a disconnect between the community and the government because you're voting for people who think like you. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.